This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Thousands of people took to the streets in Hong Kong Sunday dressed in black to demand the city's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, step down, a day after she suspended an extradition bill in a dramatic retreat following the most violent protests in decades. Activists like this man said they did not trust her.
The reason that why I'm here is because her attitude is just wrong, is plain wrong, and the reason that she gives and tries to communicate with the audience is unacceptable to me, because it's a wrong law that should not be passed.
The protests are the largest in the Asian financial hub since Chinese President Xi Jinping came to power in 2012 and pose a challenge to leaders in Beijing as they grapple with escalating trade tensions with Washington and slowing economic growth. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump plans to discuss the mass protests in Hong Kong with President Xi at the upcoming G20 summit in Japan. Saudi Arabia's crown prince blamed Iran for the attacks Thursday on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman and called on the international community to take a decisive stand regarding the attacks. The crown prince says Saudi Arabia does not want a war in the region, but it will not hesitate to deal with any threats to its people, its sovereignty, or its vital interests. But Iranian President Hossein Rouhani says his country will continue to curtail its compliance with a nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show positive signals. Iran began reducing its commitment in May after Washington unilaterally withdrew from the accord last year and imposed more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold a crucial round of negotiations in Qatar early this week amid high expectations of a breakthrough in nearly a year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The U.S. team is being led by Afghan-born American reconciliation envoy Zalmad Khalilzad. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country in exchange for Taliban assurances that transnational terrorists would not be allowed to use Afghanistan's soil for attacks against other countries. India has hiked tariffs on 28 goods imported from the United States as a trade spat between the two countries intensifies. The retaliatory move came days after Washington removed New Delhi from a list of countries that have preferential access to its market. The trade spat has escalated ahead of a visit later this month to New Delhi by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's pushed India to allow American companies more access to its markets and to lower barriers. Experts fear the growing tensions could cast a shadow over a deepening India-U.S. strategic partnership that aims to counter China's growing influence. The American goods that attract higher tariffs beginning Sunday include almonds, apples, and some stainless steel products. A new report by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute finds that more than 800 million people around the world are going hungry. 60% are in conflict-affected countries. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Stockholm Research Institute says food is often inaccessible to people caught in conflict. It says limited supplies of these commodities cause prices to spiral, making food largely unaffordable. Climate change, it says, is worsening the ability of people to get enough to eat. It says hunger is growing as crops and livelihoods in impoverished countries are wiped out by extreme flooding and drought.
The UN's World Food Program reports Yemen suffered the worst food crisis last year. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports the mass civil disobedience campaign in the Sudanese capital Khartoum is impeding aid from flowing to flood-stricken victims in the northern Darfur region. Heavy flooding in Tooele has completely destroyed the homes of some 2,500 people and affected nearly 900 latrines, which poses an immediate health hazard. Flood victims are in urgent need of shelter, food and non-food items, and health services. But it's hard to get cash into the region. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.